Zok der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Mesechtes Me'ila, Perik Beis, Mishnah Tess. The Chalakim of Karbonis that go up on the Mizbeach, like we have said many times, they're called Amarin. For that matter, the whole carbon oil, it all goes up on the Mizbeach. But there's a stop sign. You're not allowed to put them up on the Mizbeach before the Zrikas Hadam. Mimela. Even Amrim on the Mizbeach has to have what's called a matir. It has to have a green light. Just like the basar, the meat of the karbanis that are eaten, you can't eat before Zrikas Hadam. That's the green light for eating the basar. And just like we learned in the previous Mishnah, the shiyarei hamincha, the part of the mincha besides of the kaimetz, cannot be eaten before you're makdir the kaimetz, or for that matter, the levaina by a mincha that requires levaina. For example, the lechem apanim. It can't be eaten before we're makdir the bezichei levaina. So basically, these chalakim of the karbon have what's called a matir. Something waves us on, gives us a right to move on. Again, it's the dam by karbanas behema, it's the koimetz by a mincha, it's the levaina by lechem aponim, like we learned in previous mishnahs. In order for there to be pigle, you have to have a matir. If one of during the four avodas, the kohen has a machshav, but eating or being matir after this man, and the matir goes through okay, the green light goes through properly, that's when the pigle gets set into place. And that's when there would be a chi of karis, for pigle, and also for nicer, and also if a tamadika person touches it. The other thing the matir usually does, at least for the basar, is that it takes off the meal. It's no longer kanshi Hashem. There are things that have no matir. We don't have such a green light. Either because it itself is the matir, or it's completely consumed on the mizbeach, and there's nothing to be matir, something else. Let's see our Mishnah. Once again, Perik Beis Mishnah Tes. HaKoimetz, the koimetz of the mincha that is eaten. That's the fistful that the kohen takes out, which, as we explained, is equivalent to shechita. Valavaina and the levaina of the mincha hanachalas. Levaina is a special kind of a psamim-like thing. Certain karbanas require levaina. The hektiris, as well as the ketiris, which is the 11 ingredients that they're makdir twice a day on the inside mizbeach of the hechel. Uminchas koihanim. Any mincha that a kohen brings, whether it's a minchas nedava, whether it's a minchas choiva, is completely burnt on the mizbeach. There's no chelik hamatir. Nothing gets eaten. Uminchas kohen mashiach. That's called the minchas chavitin that the kohen gadol brings every single day. It's called kohen mashiach. It's because lechatchila the kohen was anointed with the shemen hamishcha. This mincha was made out of an asarain of flour. It was kneaded and baked into 12 chalois. Like we said before, it's called chavitin. Half they were makriv in the morning, half in the afternoon. U minchas nisachin. Together with the carbon oil and ashlamim, we bring wine. And a mincha that comes along with the nisachim. A mincha soiles belula b'shemen. The wine is poured on the mizbeach. The mincha, as the Batanur explains, is completely burnt on the mizbeach. There's nothing that's matir the wine or the mincha to be maktir. That's what all these things have in common. Nothing will ever be matir the kaimetz. There's no green light for the kaimetz, not for the levaina, not for the ketiris, not for the michas kehanim, not for any mincha that a kayin brings, not for kayin mashiach, the michas chavitin, and not for these minchas nesachim that come along with the yayin, for karbanis that require nesachim. Therefore, my alan behem misha hugdishu. As soon as the person says with his mouth, this is for hegdish, it's subject to mila. Kitshu bekli, once they're makadish in the kli sharis, hichshiru, and now becomes royal, he pasal to become pasal. Bitful yom, when a tful yom touches it, ube mechusa kippurim, when a mechusa kippurim touches it, ube lina. And if it's not taken care of by the mizbeach by night, it will become pasal. Vechayavin lemon would be chayiv karis, mishum noiser, something's missing here. What about pigle? Is it a mistake? No, it's not a mistake. Zok the Mishnah weiter. U pigle ain behen. There is no pigle here. Why is there no pigle? Because these things, the kindness, the levaina, the ketiris, the michas kehanim, the michas kohen mashiach, the michas nesachim, what do they all have in common? There's no green light that's matter them. And memela, there's no chiyuv karis on achilas pigel. For pigel to take effect, there has to be a matir. If during one of the four avodas, for example, the kayan says, I'm going to eat the basar after this man, and he finishes off the four avodas, including this rika, which is matir, the basar, that clicks the pigel into place. But here there's no matir. There's nothing that makes these things mutter. So let me ask you something. Fine, I understand by a chatas and the asham, this rika is matir, the basar. What about a carbon oil? What about the paraman esrafim? There's nothing either that becomes mutter. There's also no green light. The answer is there is. That's what we said in the Agdama of the Mishnah. There's no green light to eat it. But the Zerika is matir. It opens up the way to be makter the carbon on the Mizbeach. The same is true for the Shtei Alechem, says the Batanura. The dam of the Kvasim that comes along. Remember we said the Shtei Alechem and Shavuos come along with the special carbon Shlamim? And it's a set. The dam of those kvasim of the kifsei etzeres is matir the shtei alechem. By the lechem upon him, the spoonfuls of levaina is matir it. The shirayim of the mincha. By the mincha, the koimitz is matir it. By all these things, you wouldn't be chayif, pigel, nice of a tame until that green light goes on, until the matir is done. How do we know this? Where does the Torah teach us about pigel? In Pashas Kedoshim. By the carbon shlomim. The shlomim has a matir. The Zrika Saddam is matir. A, to be mak to the rest of the carbon on the Mizbeach, and B, for the meat to be mutter. So any other carbon that has pigel, it doesn't have to be a shlamim, but it has to have a matir, either for the Mizbeach or for a person. Zeh klal, says the Mishnah, kol sheyesh lo matirin, anything that has a matir, this green light, as we explained, ein chayav and olav, there is no chiv. Mishum pigel noiser v'tame, not for pigel, not for noiser, not for a tame that a person touching it, ad shiakrivu matirav, until we're makriv that matir. V'chol davar she'ein loy matirin, and things that don't have a matir, there's no stop sign, and we're not waiting for something to wave it on, like the things mentioned in our Mishnah, the kain that's the levaina, the k'tairis, the minchas kehan, and the minchas kain mashiach, the minchas nesachin, kiva shekadosh bekeili. Once it gets its kiddush and the klisharis, chayav and all of you would be chayav mishum noiser or mishum tame, but a pigle ain't by there's no pigle. By tame we dashed it from a pasik, and noiser is learned from tome as the Batanur explains. So basically, we learned in our Mishnah and Mishnah test that the kaimitz, the levaina, the mechas kehanim, the mechas chavitim, the mechas nesachim. There's mila, the time you magdish it, till after it's taken out lebeis sedeshin, after it's burnt on the mizbeach. And the main rule in the Mishnah is, anything that has a matir, that has a green light, there is no chiyuv of pigel nois v'tameh until that green light. The green light can be either to eat it or gives us the heter to be matured on the mizbeach. So by behemoths and birds, it's the dam. By the shtei lechem, it's the dam of the kvasim. By the lechem upon him, it's the bezichim, the spoonfuls of levaina. By menachais, where the rest becomes mutter besides of the kaimitz, it's the kaimitz. So there's not going to be any chiyuv for pigel nois v'tameh until you're makriv the matir. And if something doesn't have a matir, like the kaimitz and the levaina itself, because it itself is the matir, there's nothing else that's matir it. Once we're mekadesh in the keli, there's a chiv of nicer in tameh, but there will not be pigel. Pigel has to have a matir.